It's bonkers that there are this many steps. He still made me feel like I was an idiot for showing up to see him. And that conversation will make you want to rip your sludge pouch out of your body with your bare hands. Welcome to episode 5 of Sludge, an American healthcare story about how the healthcare system in the United States is putting me through as much pain as my sludge attack did on a nearly daily basis. I'm Caitlin, Sludge Bitch Durante. Joining me as always on this sludge journey is my dear friend Sammy Junio.
Sludge ballers, make some noise.
Woo woo woo. What was sludge. Is that the sound of sludge?
I think so.
Ew.
I don't like it. Some ASMR.
What's up, my sludge puppies? That was mine for today.
I like it.
Thank you. So to recap what has happened so far, I had a sludge attack. I went to the ER for it. And ever since, I've been trying to see a GI doctor to figure out what the next step is. I want to start off this episode by saying thank you to all the people who have supported me through this still ongoing medical nightmare. Big thanks to Sam, my friend, here with me now, for letting me writhe around in pain on your floor during my sludge attack.
It was horrifying.
Man, I'm sorry I put you through that.
No, I'm sorry you actually had to go through that. I'm very traumatized by your trauma. Oh,
thank you. Thank you also for taking me to the ER, for taking me grocery shopping afterwards so that I could buy Gatorade, which should be the official sponsor of this podcast at this point. And also thank you just for being with me through the recording of every episode of this podcast.
I will be the wind beneath your wings.
Oh, the sludge beneath my liver. Because I think that's
what Cut it.
Okay, so thanks to you, Sammy. Thanks to my mom, who is always checking up on me, and who, by the way, when I first told her about my sludge issues, she said, "Oh yeah, my mom and my sister both had to have their gallbladders removed." Yep. And I said, "Mom, I think what you mean to say is that they had to have their sludge pouches removed." And she said, "What?" Thank you to my friend Anthony, who is a doctor in Boston, who has given me more medical advice than any doctor that I've actually seen during hospital visits or medical appointments. Thank you to Sophie, the producer of my other podcast, and a concerned friend whose brother is a doctor who has also given me more advice than any doctor I've actually seen. So thank you to Sophie's brother as well. Sophie was sort of the liaison between the two of us. So big thanks to them both. Thank you to my friend Nolan Fabricus, who composed the theme song that you hear at the beginning and end of every episode. I highly recommend Nolan if you need music composed for any reason. Nolan has also had me as a guest numerous times on his live stream show called Absolutely Fabricus to talk about my sludge. So thanks again, Nolan, for giving me the platform to do that. Everyone should check out his show. It's a lot of fun. Also, thank you to my friend Bryant Silva, who designed the Sludge Podcast logo. He's a very talented artist and animator. Highly recommend him for any art, design, animation needs. Thanks to the various other friends of mine who are constantly asking me what the update is, asking if there's anything they can do to help, which there rarely is because I'm at the mercy of this stupid, stupid healthcare system. And I really just say that last part to remind you that, of course, I do have friends. And I just want everyone to know that. Okay. Where we left off on the last episode, I was waiting for my appointment with Dr. M, the GI specialist, which had to be rescheduled because of a clerical error that the staff of Dr. M's office made. The appointment was rescheduled for July 2nd. That day rolls around, and I go to my appointment with Dr. M. The staff there informs me that my primary care physician never faxed over the results of my ultrasound. And I say, I'm sorry, I don't know what to do about that, but it's fine. Dr. M will still see me. So now, Sammy, we're going to have another very exciting, dramatic reenactment of the conversation that I had with Dr. M. I will ask you to play Dr. M, and I will play myself. So I arrive at the appointment, and Dr. M walks into the room.
What can I do for you?
I have gallstones, and
you need to see a surgeon, and I'm not a surgeon. Why are you here? Who sent you to me?
My primary care physician. I'm here because I was told to see a GI doctor. So a few weeks ago, I went to the ER because I was in horrible pain because I was passing gallstones, and the ER told me to follow up with a GI doctor.
What hospital was this?
I told him the name of the hospital, but I'm not going to name names on this here podcast just yet.
And they told you to go see a GI doctor?
And they told me I have sludge, yeah.
Did they do an ultrasound at the ER?
No, I got the ultrasound done later.
They didn't do an ultrasound at the ER?
No.
And your PCP told you to see a GI doctor?
Yes, I'm just doing what I was told to do.
Okay, well, tell them they need to refer you to a surgeon. You should have been referred directly to a surgeon as soon as they found out that you have stones in your gallbladder.
Now, at this point, Dr. M has me lie down on the medical slab. I don't know what those are called, like the bed thing, to press on my abdomen.
So what do you do for work?
I'm a comedian.
Oh, really? That's cool. I have a comedian buddy, an old Greek guy.
I lie there silently.
Welp, sorry I had to drive all the way here for nothing. Bye.
Okay, bye. So, that is pretty much exactly, I didn't record the conversation, so I don't remember, you know, exactly word for word how it went, but that is a very accurate reenactment of how that conversation actually went. Important to note that Dr. M and I both kept saying words like gallstones and gallbladder, but what we really meant was, of course, sludge balls and sludge pouch. You know, a lot of these doctors aren't using the proper medical terminology, which is actually very concerning, but I still understood what he meant, even though he wasn't saying sludge words. So I walk out of Dr. M's office. I'm close to tears because I really thought that this was the appointment that was going to get me closer to the next step in my treatment and recovery, but I was still pretty much nowhere closer than where I was before. The only thing that I knew now was that I apparently needed surgery. I guess to have my sludge pouch removed, but he wasn't even clear about that. He just said I need to see a surgeon. When I got home, I was reading about the different types of gallbladder surgery. It turns out there is a procedure where they like laser the gallstones in your gallbladder. I'm sorry, the sludge balls in your sludge pouch. And that they break them up in such small bits that you can pass them without any pain, but that procedure leaves your gallbladder intact. There is laparoscopic surgery in which they would make 3 small incisions in my abdomen and remove my gallbladder that way. The recovery for that is pretty minimal. It's, I think, 1 to 2 weeks. It's not a very invasive procedure. And then there's open surgery where they make 1 large incision and remove the gallbladder that way. The recovery for that is closer to, I think, like 4 to 6 weeks. So I don't know which type of procedure I will need to have. And he didn't even explain any of the options to me. I had to go and look those up by myself. He just said I need to go to a surgeon. And also, mind you, he said this not because he looked at my ultrasound images and saw all of my sludge balls. Remember, Dr. M's office never received anything from my PCP. He just took my word for it that I have gallstones, and he basically told me, "Why the fuck are you here wasting my time? Go see a surgeon, you stupid idiot." Because it wasn't until, I would say like a few hours later, after I left the appointment with Dr. M, that I fully realized just how dismissive he was with me. And yes, a lot of his frustration was directed at my PCP and the ER that I went to, who both deserve to be frustrated at, of course, but whether or not Dr. M meant to, he still made me feel like I was an idiot for showing up to see him. So add that to the list of reasons that I fucking hate going to the doctor. He was just such an asshole about it. So as soon as I leave Dr. M's office, I call my primary care physician's office and I make an appointment to see her again so that I can tell her what happened with Dr. M and to get a referral for a surgeon. Again, there shouldn't be this many. It's bonkers that there are this many steps and that I've had to go through even more than I probably needed to under normal circumstances. I feel like just because of people being bad at their jobs and making mistakes, and it's just already too many steps, and then I'm having to do double that because everyone seems to be very bad at their jobs. I'm really, truly losing my mind. Okay, so luckily, I've called my PCP to make an appointment to try to make any headway, any progress. And luckily, they do have an opening on the next day, July 3rd. So I show up to that appointment and I check in with the front desk staff. So another conversation follows that, Sammy, would you do the honors to reenact with me?
I would be delighted.
Thank you so much. I once again will have you play the staff member and I will play myself. So I arrive at my doctor's office. I go up to the staff member. They say,
your copay today is going to be $75.
I'm not paying that. I'm here because someone made a mistake and it wasn't me and I'm not giving anyone jack shit. I didn't quite say it like that, but I did tell them I wasn't going to pay them any money.
Okay, let me check on some things.
So I go to sit down in the waiting room while this person checks on some things. What happens next is a conversation that I had with my primary care physician and a staff member from the referrals department at that doctor's office. And that conversation will make you want to rip your sludge pouch out of your body with your bare hands. The saga continues on more episodes of Sludge, an American Healthcare Story. I'm Caitlin Durante. You can follow me on social media. I'm too tired to tell you what the things are. But you can follow this podcast on Twitter at Sludge Podcast. If you want to email, you can do that at sludgestorypodcast@gmail.com. Sammy.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Great. Sweaty, but fine.
I'm very sweaty too. It's hot and frustrating.
Truly.
Thank you for being here with me.
Not a problem, baby.
Where can people follow you?
Follow me on InstaSludge at SludgeYourSludge. That is it_your_Sam.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we'll be back again. The story is still going.
Peace out, Mother Sludgers.
Sludge life.